Oma's entire season has been based on getting that goal. You know, 188's a scoreline that's, you know, completely typical of what they've been doing. But ultimately, the 8 points that we scored, I suppose, is typical of what we've been doing. And, you know, when you go to this level, you need to be able to chalk up, you know, more scores than that. And that's ultimately what probably, you know, what we've come up short on the end. But look, it's been a brilliant journey, and the boys can hold their heads up very high. You know, we're very proud of what they've done, and they won a very hard championship, and you know, they carried themselves very well in this competition, and unfortunately just came up short today.
Oma have had the advantage in the first half, and I suppose at times St Union's looked tired. Was that a fact that maybe he's played 7-8 weeks in the bounce, and the likes of Roy has played 9?
No, I don't agree with that. You know, football's over the hour, and you know, once you cross the white line, people can make an excuse out of that, and people can make all sorts of excuses, you know, for wides and one thing and another. But at the end of the day, look, we just came up short. You know, they're a team with them, with a lot of very good footballers, and that's the bottom line. You know, those an awful lot of men out there with all Ireland medals, between under 21 or minor and schools and one thing and another, and you know, the two McMahons, and they're probably better footballers than anything we've come across prior to this. And you know, I think you can't take that away from them. And you know, we made too many fundamental basic errors. We kicked away, you know, we kicked bad wides at times when no one scores were on, and you know, a couple of bad decisions. And so, you know, I just took the whole lot, you know, bundling
the kicking under the sun was a factor there as well in the second half.
Well, look, it perhaps it was, but you know, we had chances. You know, we battled really hard. You know, Killian Morrison, you know, give an exhibition out there for a man that's played his first full game of Gaelic in about 4 years. You know, and he carried the fight to them on his own for a large part of the first half, and you know, and the chance fell to him at the end. He was under big pressure, and you know, if that had went in the net, the whole thing could have been different. But look.
And you were controlling the game. You played your best football in the second half, and for long spells you were controlling in and around the middle of the park, Maxa.
Yeah, you know, and people will point and say that we got on top and Joe McMahon went off injured, but I don't think that's the case either. You know, that's just the psychology of football. You know, we played Ross Lea last week, and we were completely dumb in the first half, and you know, for whatever reason, footballers took the foot off the pedal, and you know, and they let the other team back into it. I think that's what Oma done. You know, they were in a good place, and they thought they were comfortable, and teams tend to sit back when they do that. And you know, and we got a wee bit of impetus. We got a bit of a foothold around the middle. Rory started dominating in that sector, and you know, we pushed on, but we just didn't have the quality to kick the scores that were needed.
Yeah, it's a disappointing day for St Union's when you get so far, particularly in the Ulster club. This is only the third time that St Union's have got here, but it's been a fantastic journey in 2014 through the championship for you, Maxa.
Yeah, it has. You know, and the scary part is it's an awful long way to get back here. You know, this was a real good opportunity. You know, we came here today knowing we had a real fighting chance of making an Ulster final, and you know, I suppose that's a disappointment. But you know, we weren't up against a Cross McGlen or something like that. You know, we were a team that we felt we could beat, and you know, and were beatable. But look, you got to give credit to Oma; they're the better team on the day, and you know, they're worthy winners.
Yep. This is your first year in charge of St Union's, Maxi, and it's been an epic journey for you. And to get as far as you did you see this at the start of the year, that Union's could go so far?
Oh, look, we didn't make any predictions of where we would get. We knew the capabilities that was in the group. You know, we knew there was, you know, there was a set of good footballers there. And I keep saying, above all else, there was a group of very, very good fellas. You know, they're just a group of brilliant fellas. And they're, you know, there's not a rotten egg in that dressing room. And that's what makes the job very easy. It's probably one of the easiest teams I've ever managed from that perspective. You know, they would climb Muckish for you in the morning if you asked them to. You know, and that makes the thing easy. But we knew that the county championship was definitely within the reach, you know, and you know, the way the draw went for Ulster, you know, we felt we had a real good chance of making an impact. And you know, without making any predictions or betting on ourselves or anything, you know, but we knew we had the players, and St Union's will always have players to compete at this level. And you know, some years they'll win Donegal, some years they won't, but you know, they'll never be too far away any year.
And of course, you can learn a lot from defeat as well. The boys can take something out of this championship run, and I'm sure they'll be thinking now in the coming weeks that they want to make up for the disappointment next year.
Very much so, but I say it's a very long way back here, you know. And you know, individually, I think the boys will realise that, you know, football at this level is, you know, is a serious business. And you know, we just made far too many basic errors out there, far too many individual unforced errors, give the ball away far too easy, and you know, made bad decisions in crucial areas of the field. And you know, that's the bit that hopefully they'll learn from individually, and they'll come back as better players a little bit.
Yeah, we're only about 30 minutes after the defeat in the club championship, but I suppose your focus now in the coming weeks will be turning now to county stuff in under 21, Maxa.
Yeah, well, look, you know, we're probably a bit behind where we were last year, but we were fortunate enough to have a large, you know, number of the players still available to us, you know, so they will know how we work and we will know how they work and we know what's required. You know, they know what's required of them. And but yeah, look, we'll have to get the wheels in motion very quick. So, look, footballers and, you know, players say that the easiest way to get over a defeat is get back on the horse straight away. So hopefully for management it'll be the same.
Yeah, I'll have to ask you as well, just back on the note of club, it's your first senior club championship as a manager, and has it given you, I suppose, an appetite now to get another one, Maxi?
Yeah, gee, definitely. You know, there's nothing beats winning. There's nothing beats, you know, winning championships when you put in as much effort as goes into football nowadays and managing club teams. You know, I'd say there's very little difference in county football and club football at this level. You know, there's no less effort premiums and units than there was that only got under 21s. You know, that's the way it's got to go. You know, people are pushing the bar all the time, and so it's very much a level playing field from that respect. So look, I enjoyed it, and we'll see what happens in the
I'll have to ask you the question. We'll be back to try and do it again with unions next year, Maxi.
We'll have to wait and see. It's not the time to make them kind of decisions at the minute, so who knows?
Well, listen, thanks for talking to us, Maxi, and hard luck today.
Thank you, Eisen. Thank you.